and millet, hair volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with hair volume. Hair volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate Democrats voting as a bloc killed the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has the latest.
The Senate trial ended before it even began, with votes to deem the two articles of impeachment sent over by the House unconstitutional. With the 51-member Democratic majority voting as a bloc, the Senate ruled that the charges did not meet the definition of high crimes and misdemeanors. Republicans fiercely objected, saying Alejandro Mayorkas lied to Congress about his efforts to enforce immigration law. But Democrats said the fight amounted to a mere policy dispute and didn't justify a trial.
GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson telling members of the House to expect to take up votes on four foreign aid bills tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. It includes critical aid for Ukraine and Israel. President Biden urging Congress to pass them quickly. Severe storms hammering parts of the Midwest for a second day following 24 reported tornadoes yesterday. This is ABC News. Another major recall of thousands of vehicles from Ford today, this time after a reported electrical problem. Here's ABC's Mike DeBusky.
More than 450,000 Ford Bronco Sports and Ford Mavericks are being recalled. Documents filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration find it's due to an issue with the compact truck's powertrain control unit, which could fail to detect changes in the battery's charge, which, if low, could cause a loss in power.
Ford says a software update to fix the issue should arrive by June. The National Basketball Association issued a lifetime ban for Toronto Raptors player Jontay Porter after the league accused him of violating the league's gambling rules. An investigation launched by the NBA in March reveals Porter disclosed confidential information and limited his own participation in one or more NBA games in order to benefit bettors. That NBA's findings have been turned over to federal authorities. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Light scattered showers continue to trickle on and off throughout the afternoon. Winds are still a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 to 30 miles per hour. High temperatures will hit the mid-50s, and we'll put that on repeat for tomorrow too, before winds get vicious again on Friday and the sunshine returns. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 48.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Rain brings wildfire relief. All 72 counties now have low fire danger following rainfall Tuesday night into Wednesday, a significant improvement from earlier in the week when all but two counties had high or very high fire danger. Wisconsin leads the nation in fatal crashes involving wrong-way drivers. From 2013 to 2022, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says just over 9% of fatal crashes in Wisconsin involved wrong-way drivers, compared to the national rate of 3.5%. It's National Work Zone Awareness Week, promoting road worker safety and cautious driving in work zones. Last year, over 2,100 crashes resulted in 9 deaths and 700 injuries in Wisconsin work zones. The Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07, reporting from the National Association of Broadcasters Convention. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durant. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durant. One person was injured in a motorcycle accident in Trimble Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 37-year-old Flint II of Maplewood, Minnesota, was traveling southbound on Highway O when he lost control and struck a guardrail. Two was taken to Regents Hospital in St. Paul. A police officer in Monroe County is looking at charges after investigators say he tried to get two teenage girls to send him naked pictures. Prosecutors filed child enticement, attempted sexual assault, and attempted possession of child pornography charges against 26-year-old Peter Schneider. He was an officer for the Ho-Chunk Police Department and firefighter in Sparta. He was fired as an officer as soon as he was arrested and is on leave from the fire department. Prosecutors say they learned of the case when a 16-year-old girl and a 17-year-old girl came forward to say Schneider sent them text messages asking for explicit pictures. Wisconsin's workforce is expected to continue to see significant growth. Recently published short-term employment projections show the state is making a remarkable post-pandemic recovery, with employment fully restored as of the second quarter of 2023. Projections by the Department of Workforce Development labor economists point to Wisconsin adding nearly 82,000 new jobs, an increase of nearly 2.5% across all industries between 2023 and 2025. Computer and math-related occupations are growing the fastest. Leisure and hospitality led employment growth projections, adding more than 15,000 jobs. Conservation and natural resource projects in Minnesota will receive a funding boost thanks to a bill signed by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. The bill directs $79 million from the state's Environmental and Natural Resources Trust Fund to projects across that state. Included in the bill is just over $1 million to fund initiatives to help communities affected by water contamination from PFAS. Another $2 million will go to projects to help replace septic systems for low-income property owners. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on technology updates and new curriculum for chemistry, physics, and environmental sciences. The board will also go into closed session to discuss the 2025 teacher contracts. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 in the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. The new generator for the Durand Fire Hall has arrived. Fire Chief Jamie King told the City Council last week that they were waiting to get the generator installed, hopefully sometime this week. It replaces a smaller generator that failed earlier in the year. Meanwhile, Chief King said that the construction of the new ladder truck does continue, with the build-out being completed sometime this summer and an expected delivery date in July. If you're planning to dig in your yard this spring, make that call first. Alliant Energy spokesperson Chris Caparel says the call to 811 is free, and crews will respond within a few days so you can proceed safely. You should make that call whether you're planting a tree or pursuing a more ambitious project like a new shed or fence. Use hand tools if you must dig within 18 inches of marked lines. Hitting a buried gas line or electrical cable could cause a leak or electrocution, and you would be charged to repair any damage, so it's essential to call 811. Wisconsin's largest solar canopy is set to come online later this year. UW Health is installing the solar canopy at its new East Park Medical Center in Madison. According to a press release, 2,064 solar panels atop the parking structure will generate energy for the medical center, which is set to open to patients in October. Renew Wisconsin, a nonprofit renewable energy advocacy organization that tracks solar installation across the state, did confirm the project surpasses the size of any other solar canopy structure in Wisconsin. The canopy will generate about 1,260 megawatt hours of electricity annually, and the panels are being manufactured by Madison-based commercial solar developer SunPeak. Only Democrats were at the Capitol yesterday to talk about PFAS and hospital money. Governor Evers had called for the meeting after he vetoed legislation that would have spent $125 million on PFAS cleanup across the state. The governor wants different rules to go after landowners who he says are PFAS polluters. He also changed the plan for millions of dollars for hospitals in western Wisconsin. But the Republicans who control the Joint Finance Committee said last week the governor's playing politics and they will not change their minds on the two plans and did not show up to the meeting yesterday. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Two new scenic routes have been added to a Wisconsin registry. The first rustic road runs for almost 10 miles through northwestern Wisconsin forests near the Berkey Trail. The second route is an addition to a 760-mile rustic road running through 61 Wisconsin counties. The rustic road program was established in Wisconsin in the 70s and encourages people to enjoy the rural scenery across the state. For WRDN News, reporting from the NAB convention, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Replace your worn-out brakes and save now on BrakeBest Select. BrakeBest Select Pro are import direct brake pads and rotors only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Kieslowski on fuel consumption at Talladega. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Cup Series next-gen car has altered team strategy at various tracks. According to Brad Keselowski, fuel consumption will be a key factor at Talladega Super Speedway. The RFK Racing pilot who captured his first Cup win there recently shared how his organization will approach the issue.
The racing with the next-gen car has become, you know, significantly more about fuel and fuel saving on the speedway races. And in some ways, that makes it easier to get to the front because there's a lot of guys saving fuel. In other ways, it makes it harder to stay up front because when the pit cycle happens, if you don't execute it perfectly and if you need more fuel than others, you lose the track position. So there's parts to like and parts to not like about it. I think it's just different.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Shop our best savings for spring during Spring Fest at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off, plus save an extra $150 on every $1,500 you spend on select major appliances. And save on premium 2-cubic-foot mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. Because Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid to 4/17. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details. Premium mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Blake Perkins singled home the only run of the game in the eighth inning to give the Brewers a 1-0 win in their series finale over the Padres. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Michael King held the Brewers without a hit for 6 2/3 innings before Willie Adames broke up that no-no with a single. Then, in the eighth inning, Bryce Terang singled, stole second, and scored on Perkins' base hit. Bryce Wilson and four relievers holding the Padres without a run today. In the Midwest League, dodging off and on showers all afternoon, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers knocked off Cedar Rapids 5-3. That was the first of a doubleheader. Marquette women have a new women's basketball coach, hiring former assistant Kara Consugra as the seventh head coach in program history. She went 225-169 in 13 seasons at Charlotte. Badger men's basketball team losing their director of recruiting and scouting, Kyle Blackburn. Blackburn named head coach of Division II Rockfirst University in Kansas City, Missouri. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Action on the diamond from last week, plus some big-time lacrosse games this week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Finally, a break in the weather, which means more and more spring sports teams are getting underway. The baseball action really heated up last week, few more than Elk Mound senior Caden Russo. The Mounders won a trio of games last week, and Russo was outstanding. At the plate, he had 5 hits, including a pair of home runs, and 6 RBIs on the week. In a key win over Bloomer, Russo also struck out 9 in 4 strong innings, giving up just 2 hits in the win. On the softball diamond, Green Bay Preble's Katie Gadaschik helped the Hornets go 4-1 last week. She was outstanding in the circle, capped by a 5-inning no-hitter, as Preble took down crosstown rival Green Bay Southwest 10-0. She struck out 13 batters, posting her second no-hitter of the season. There's a lot to like about the Wanakee Boys lacrosse squad right now, which once again sits atop the Wisconsin High School lacrosse rankings this week. The Warriors were 3-0 last week, starting with a 7-6 overtime win against Middleton, as senior Gunnar McFadden scored 3 goals and assisted on 2 more. In dominating wins over Watertown and Oregon, McFadden posted a pair of goals and a pair of assists in each contest. Things get even tougher this week as Wanakee travels to take on newly minted number 2 team in the state, Kettle Moraine, on Monday evening. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. A previously undetected parasite has been discovered in some wild Wisconsin trout. For that reason, the DNR is asking anglers to take special care in cleaning their gear. Specific details when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging anglers to properly clean their fishing gear after discovering the parasite Myxobolus cerebralis in Elton Creek in northeastern Wisconsin's Langlade County. Elton Creek is a Class 1 trout stream that recently tested positive for this parasite below Elton Spring Pond and at Highway 64. Myxobolus cerebralis is a microscopic parasite that damages the cartilage and nerve tissue of trout and salmon and has been known to cause whirling disease. It's unknown how Myxobolus cerebralis will affect the local trout population at this time, according to the DNR, but the agency doesn't want this parasite to spread. Anglers should watch for trout or salmon displaying any signs of whirling disease like blackened tails, skeletal deformities, or swimming in circles. Anyone who witnesses fish exhibiting such conditions should report sightings to their local fisheries biologist. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search fisheries biologists. I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Light scattered showers continue to trickle on and off throughout the afternoon. Winds are still a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 to 30 miles per hour. High temperatures will hit the mid-50s, and we'll put that on repeat for tomorrow too, before winds get vicious again on Friday and the sunshine returns. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 48.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. It's kind of been a roller coaster of trade today. A lot of red and green on the screen, and unfortunately some stronger red to the livestock side of the trade action. But this market has a lot of outside influences on it today, and that's kind of where we're going to start. Sean Hackett joins us. Sean is with Hackett Financial Advisors. And you and I talked just briefly before we started the program a little bit about what's going on with the Biden tariff and China. Granted, it isn't on agricultural products as of yet, but there is that fear, I think, just kind of sitting out there in the background.
No doubt. I mean, obviously, China tariffs is very popular, it seems, with voters. And I think both sides, and especially the Biden administration, are going to try to do as much as they can to say that they're fighting against China, and, you know, we'll continue to fight against China if you vote for us. And, you know, we know we went through one of these during the Trump administration in agriculture. And, you know, the logical conclusion is, you know, at some point, you know, maybe the farming supply side of the equation might be the one that gets into the mix here. And that's the fear that, you know, we might see that, although I would soften that by saying I'm not so sure he wants to get the ag rural states too upset. And so that might be something that happens after the election, but the fear is still there.
Yeah, that saving grace might be there in that respect. But what about as we look at the stock market? You mentioned, too, there's some pressure that's going on now that we're post April 15th.
Yeah, this year we have an exorbitant larger number of liabilities that have to be paid back to the government than usual because of rising stocks and other assets that have provided a lot of capital gains. And so the estimate is $300 to $400 billion is being sucked out of the financial system in a very short period of time. And that money has to come from somewhere. And, you know, it comes from asset markets, especially things like stocks and bonds and maybe some commodities that you know, that have done well here. So I think there's some liquidity pressure that may continue to be with us here for maybe another, you know, 2 to 3 weeks before that goes away and we normalize markets again and we get back to what I would consider to be normal liquidity.
What about as we look at what's happening within the crude oil and they're weighing in on the trade?
Well, I mean, crude oil certainly got the big, you know, pump up there on the idea that this Middle East uncertainty could spread and impact oil supplies and exports and such. And so far, it doesn't seem to have done that. It seems to remain contained. And if you're going to feed that energy bull, if you're going to feed the crude oil market higher, you need to keep giving the bullish traders more reasons to think that this unrest is going to expand. It doesn't mean it won't, but right now we haven't heard anything about an escalation spreading, and so that's bringing some profit taking into the crude oil market. And if that were to persist, could drag some other markets down with it.
So did it come as a surprise that the latest ethanol report showed production was off more than expected?
There's an ebb and flow to how that operates in terms of how much ending stocks we have and the demand that we have. And I'm not sure I'd read too much into any one particular report. I do expect production, the margins are good. I think demand for gasoline is going to be good, and I think the production will come back. I just think it's just part of the normal ebb and flow based upon production cycles that the U.S. sees heading into the driving cycle here in the summertime.
So then what do you see when it comes to basis around the country as spring planting gets underway?
Well, I don't see a lot of appetite for farmers to be selling down here. I don't think they're being forced to have to sell down here, and I don't think they're going to sell down here. So I think the basis overall is going to remain in most areas fairly firm. I do fear, though, the very first rally we get in the marketplace, farmers will be very, very aggressive selling, and those margins or those differentials, cash basis levels, will widen out considerably. So I think as a producer, you really do need to be thinking about how can you lock in a fairly firm basis today so that when the futures price goes up, you get a much higher cash price. You don't lose it by a widening basis on the very first rally we get.
Obviously we talk on this show a lot about marketing plans and having things in place, but it seems like, boom, our focus is now getting that seed in the ground, that we forget a little bit about fall time and having a plan in place.
Well, farming is a lot of things, but you no matter what you're doing, you need to be prepared because the markets can move when usually the markets move when you're not prepared, right? That's the way Murphy's Law works. When you're not ready, the markets move, and you need to have a plan in place so that it's almost on autopilot, that it can be executed even if you're out in the field, 24/7 and are busy. And so if you don't have that plan in place or haven't really thought it through, you really should, because at some point we're going to get that opportunity, that window to make some cash sales. And I hate to think that producers would miss the opportunity to get themselves where they need to be at this point.
So have you heard anything about Brazil? Their crop obviously is wrapping up with harvest, but have you heard any kind of more concrete numbers coming out of them?
In terms of the Brazil soybean, crop, it looks to me like the numbers are fairly close to where Coneb, the Brazilian government estimates are, that 145 to 148 million metric tons. The USDA remains considerably higher, but I do think they'll cave in and bring those numbers down. Obviously, with corn, we're still just getting going with pollination. We have another 30 days to go, which is a critical time for determining yield there. Acres are way down, so we know the crop's going to be certainly down from last year, but the rains the next 30 days will really determine how much lower they'll be in terms of yield, and it's just too early to tell.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more as we're going to take a look at the second half coming up of today's Channel Final Bell. When we come back, we'll take a look at other grain thoughts that Sean might have and then move on to what's happening in this livestock trade, a cattle market that's just got kind of itself stuck in a trade. We'll talk more about that. We'll take a look at what's going on in the dairy industry and a lot more on these markets. Stick around. It is the Wednesday version of the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with the full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation does continue with Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors. And Sean, there might be some folks that don't want to hear what we're about to talk about, but I know you've talked about it with me on this program and on the weekend report as well. And it has to do with the weather and a cold snap. And we do know that in this neck of the woods, you know, they're Sunday, they're talking Nebraska, South Dakota, definitely seeing some frost conditions. But you say, hey, hold on, frost isn't over yet.
Yeah, I mean, the way this thing works is, you know, you tend to get these cold snaps in a couple of waves. You get the first wave, like we're seeing now over the next week in many areas, and then you get a stronger reinforcing wave that comes in behind it approximately, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks later. That's the one we're more worried about. Having a frost in the second week of May will be much worse, not only for winter wheat where it is in terms of its progression, as well as all that early planted corn and soybeans that would be in the ground. It's more problematic, and we're still feeling that there's an elevated risk for that to happen, especially that second week into middle of May. This cold shot here that we're getting that no one really predicted is exactly the kind of pattern that usually leads into a much, like I said, much more colder resurgence. And so that's something that, while not great for production, could offer a cash selling opportunity. So that, you know, it's a double-edged sword, but I think right now we'll take a rally any way we can get it.
Well, and that kind of leads back to what we were talking about before we went to commercial break, of having that plan in place, because we don't know what Mother Nature is going to do from week to week.
Well, we don't. And the last time we had a frost in May, Susan, was 2017. And I'll talk specifically about winter wheat. Winter wheat over the next 3 weeks, when we had that mid-late May frost in 2017, we put in over a dollar on the market at that time post-frost. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, NE2s are exactly the same and this year may be different, but what I'm saying is it can happen all of a sudden overnight, and you have to be in a position to take advantage of it.
Let's switch over to the livestock side, and I know that another case of HPAI was mentioned coming out of Michigan, but it seems like it's gotten quieter. Has it fallen pretty much off this market radar at this point?
I think the market is comfortable with that this situation is not getting out of control, that to the degree it's out there, it's more of an issue for milk production shortfall, not on herd liquidation, not on spreading to humans or spreading to beef cattle. It's more of an isolated situation to dairy cattle and to short-term production losses. And if you've been noticing, the Class 3 nearby spot price has really had a substantial rally on this switch from worrying about consumers pulling back, which does not appear to be happening, to production being hit, which it was bringing some panicky buyers in to say maybe we should secure some cheap, cheap cheese and Class 3 prices here in case this situation lasts longer than we think.
So looking at the cattle side of it from a beef perspective, here we are on a Wednesday waiting for cash. I mean, this just has kind of become the norm. But do we get a little bit of extra pressure on this cash because of the cattle on feed report Friday?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of, I think we've had some unfriendly cattle on feed reports lately, and I think the market's just gun shy that we might get another one. And, I think that the cattle market has gotten into a situation. We made that really strong high in the fall. We had a big break into the early part of this year. We had a significant rally, a virtual retest of those highs, and now we're rolling back over. It seems to me, Susan, that we've found for now a place where the market is balanced between supply and demand at these two different support and resistance areas. And I really don't see what's going to get us out of that, at least through the springtime. And so my advice has been and continues to be, producers need to be thinking about cash selling those prices when we get to the upper end of the range, and those that need to buy need to be looking at the lower end of the range. And right now we're sort of in the middle on our way back down, to the lower end of the range. And I think that's the strategy until such time that we break out of this wide-ranging pattern that we're in.
So what's your takeaway on consumer demand for these proteins?
Well, I think consumer demand is pulling back when beef cutout gets over 300, and I think they're coming back when we get back down to 260, 270 beef cutout. I think that's the comfort zone that demand for beef at least is out there. And I think we're seeing the same thing on the hog side. You know, we had a significant rise in the pork cutout price, and now we're seeing some demand starting to pull back. So I think that the consumer has got their hands on where they're comfortable buying and where they're comfortable pulling away, and that means two-sided trade for both livestock and cattle and hogs going through the spring until something tips the scales one way or the other.
So one thing you're going to be watching for the rest of this week?
I think that really, for me, the most important thing is to continue to monitor how much this liquidity drain from tax season is going to impact the market's psychology. If the Dow Jones Industrial Average starts to lose 1,000 points in a day, or if we start getting some kind of a liquidity sell-off panic, certainly for things like livestock, which are very sensitive to stock market sentiment, I really think that's a very important thing to watch.
Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Our website is Hackett, H-A-C-K-E-T-T, advisors.com. Also, our Twitter page is at Feridex, F-E-R-I-D-E-X 11. We have information on there that goes over what we do and how we do it to see if what we do might be of value to those that listen to your show in agriculture.
All right, and that is today's Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. Last November, the Food and Drug Administration approved the production of cell-cultured chicken in the United States, opening the door to the sale of lab-grown meat. Since then, the public has had a chance to weigh in on this technology, and they don't seem sold. I'll have more details after this.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Tune in to our latest episode where we discuss where farmers can find affordable health coverage plans for themselves and their families.
There's often a huge barrier in terms of access and affordability for health care. And a lot of times, one of the spouses needs to have off-farm employment just to be able to access that employer health care.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Lab-grown meat. Yes, the science has been under development for decades, with NASA producing cell-cultured fish fillets in 2002 and the first lab-grown burger coming out in 2013. That burger, which was specially prepared for a food conference in London, cost $330,000 to make, a little too steep to show up in a meat case. However, over the last 10 years, development has been accelerating. In 2020, officials in Singapore were the first to approve a cell-based product for human consumption. That was a chicken nugget-typed product called Chicken Bites. Two years later, the U.S. granted approval, and as of September 2023, 43 companies in the United States now are in the business of producing cell-cultured meat. But pushback is growing. Globally, the Italian parliament banned cultivated meat sales in a bid to protect their food traditions, and domestically, at least 5 U.S. states have either banned the technology or are currently debating doing so. Officials in Florida were the first to pass legislation on the matter, though Alabama, Arizona, Tennessee, and Iowa all currently are debating new laws as well. Much of the political action is being driven by livestock producers, but recent data shows consumers are soft on lab-grown meat as well. The Consumer Food Insight Survey from Purdue University asked American consumers about their thoughts on cultivated meat. The results showed that only about 60% of protein buyers are willing to try cultivated meat of any type, while 90% are willing to eat conventionally produced meat. About 40% of the people who won't eat conventional meat will eat lab-grown protein, and that's either for social or for environmental reasons. I'll have more on cell-cultured meat when we come back.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Where does the meat of the future come from? Will it be from a petri dish or from an animal? According to Purdue University's recent study, consumers believe conventionally produced meat to be both healthier and tastier than lab-grown meat, a testament to the hard-working caretakers of America's livestock. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight and a low in the mid-40s. A few showers tomorrow morning, then clearing and breezy for the afternoon, high in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy, windy, and only upper 40s Friday. Into the weekend, a warming trend. Near 50 and breezy Saturday, upper 50s Sunday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 49 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river. Stars are dancing, Lord, it's hot. Holding you is what I live for. I just had a crazy thought. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride.
astray. A man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right. Show me the way. I'm open to suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, and judging by the smile on your face, must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but
station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
So good. How do we stay so long together when everybody said we never would? And just when I start to think they're right, the love has died. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time?
bug like glue. Some days I don't feel like trying. Some days, you know, I wanna just give up. When it doesn't matter who's right, fight about it all night, had enough. You give me that look, I'm sorry, baby, let's make up. You do that. Heartbeat again, heartbeat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know, oh, I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you, whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. From the ATL, whoa, whoa, feeling kinda sick. Just a spoonful of sugar, make it better real quick. I say, whoa, whoa, what you gonna do with that? Whoa, whoa, come on over here with that sugar, sticky, sweet stuff. Come on, give me that stuff. Everybody wants some melodies that get stuck up in your head. Whoa, whoa, up in your head. Whoa, up in your head. Whoa, up in your head. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know, oh, I'm never letting this go. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know, oh, I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you, whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue.
Call me lonesome, heartbroken then some, 'cause I ain't got no one since you've been gone. You call me baby, now I've got a new name. Don't need my old one, call me lonesome from now on. Call me your one and only, but now you only call me someone you once knew. You were my angel before some stranger stole your heart and stole my world, and he stole you.
Forever, we'd be together.